more Idaho Matters right now here at the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. If you're a fan of the Boise foothills, and really, who isn't, you'll want to check out one of the newest additions to the area, the Hawkins Range Reserve, which gives the public official access to 393 acres of new recreation land. That's a lot of extra trail space. So joining us today to talk more about the reserve, our Parks and Recreation Director, Doug Holloway, and Open Space Superintendent, Lisa DuPlessis. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Great. Thanks, Gemma. It's always a pleasure being on.
So let's start, Doug. Talk to us a little bit about the history of the Hawkins Range Reserve, because it's been around for quite a while, correct?
Yeah, it has, Gemma. And, you know, this is actually the reserve itself is made up of three different parcels from three different landowners. And so we began gathering that property back in 2000, I want to say like 16 or 17. And it took, you know, it took a little bit of a time to get to a point where we actually were able to acquire all three parcels. And we got, ironically enough, all three parcels in the same year. And that allowed us to create the reserve and the, you know, 393 acres that you can enjoy up there now. And also the, you know, 5.7 mile trail that, that loops around the reserve. So these things don't usually come together so quickly or easily, but this happened too. And, you know, again, the three landowners, Gemma, could have sold to anybody, and they chose to sell to the city of Boise so that this land could be saved in perpetuity and be available for all of our users to utilize. Mm.
So, Doug, where exactly is the Hawkins Range Reserve?
So it's just immediately off Bogus Basin Reserve, about 7 miles up Bogus Basin Road. And it's a paved driveway that goes into the reserve, and the parking lot is also paved. And so it's really one of the more spectacular views of the hustle and bustle of downtown Boise. But yet you're only about 15 minutes or so from Highlands Elementary School to get up to the hill to this location. So it's really super accessible to the public, which is really what we're all about in creating access to our foothills trail system. And so so it's something that people, I think, will enjoy the view shed every bit as much as they'll enjoy the exercise on the trail.
Mm-hmm. So, Lisa, let's talk a little bit about these two trails. Doug mentioned one of them being 5.7 miles, but tell us about them and really the benefits of these two trails.
Yeah, I think that one of the things that makes this area so special is, as Doug mentioned, the views are outstanding. It's really, you know, not too far away, but an amazing place that you can get to. And the two trails are great. I think it gives people a lot of different options. So there's a 5.7 mile directional trail, a loop that goes around. And then what's nice is there's a 1.5 mile kind of nested loop inside that. So for people that don't want to venture out on an almost 6 mile hike or bike ride, there's kind of a smaller loop that is really accessible. And I think what makes it so fun truly is there's a lot of different rock formations, different things that people can see along the way. And the views are outstanding. So just a really great couple options that people have.
So that 1.5 mile one, you can just take your kids on so they stop complaining if you try to take them on the 5.7.
Absolutely. There's not a lot of elevation change. It's a really kind of easy, smooth hike. My kids have done it. They liked it. So
good.
Not too much complaining.
Okay, not too much complaining. See, that's the key word right there. So let's talk about the fact that the Boise Foothill Trails have really expanded over the years. And Lisa, I mean, what's it like getting to open these new spaces, you know, for the public? And I think also the fact that here we live in this urban area, and we are lucky enough, as Doug mentioned, where these landowners came together and said, we're going to sell to the city. Instead of, you know, selling and developing our foothills, I think it's just really one of the hidden gems of this area.
It absolutely is. You know, we have about 210 miles of trails up in our foothills. And as Doug mentioned, too, it's not far. It's right outside our back door. So we are lucky enough to have a lot of relationships in the community, not only with private landowners, but with other entities, you know, Forest Service, BLM, that really can kind of come together and create this seamless, if you will, trail system that is just a joy to use. I mean, we have so many people over the last 3 years. I would say we have just exponentially grown, double the people out there on the trails. And so it's busy. And so being able to open a new trailhead like this really gives people additional options and other places to kind of go and enjoy if other places are getting too crowded.
So, Doug, you know, it's kind of the same question for you. You have been with Parks and Rec for a very long time. And I mean, I think in a lot of ways you have seen not just the growth of our trails in the Boise foothills, but really the growth of Boise and the Treasure Valley. And as Lisa mentioned, in particular, when COVID hit, how busy our trail system got. So, you know, what's it like in the sense of, I think, having to balance that, the fact that we need to take care of our trails, we as I think users need to be incredibly mindful of our trails, but at the same time, you know, seeing more and more people in enjoying this real, as I said, gem that we have.
No question, Gemma. I think that, and I think my team probably gets tired of me saying this, but it is a good problem to have. You don't open a Hawkins Range Reserve and nobody show up. So the whole idea is to create this amazing amenity we have in the foothills for people to enjoy, and we want them to enjoy, and we want to see the usage. We are very fortunate that we have an amazing, you know, Ridge to Rivers division manager and David Gordon. The work that he has done, he and his team do on the foothills, they take it, they have a huge passion for the work that they do. And it shows in the quality of the trails. We have people from all over the country that visit Boise and they enjoy the foothills. And we hear it time and again, how well maintained everything is and how fortunate we have to have this just real cool urban interface where you're above the city looking at, as I mentioned earlier, the hustle and bustle, but yet you're far enough removed that there's a herd of elk that live in a draw in the Hawkins Range Reserve. You know, there are wild animals like coyote, and we have the interface with coyotes that happen in the foothills. There's a lot of activity that occurs, and it really does bring us back to that this is a true urban interface where we have the wild of the foothills that is growing up with our community, but it is still a wild location. It's still very unusual to see the kind of activity you have in the foothills so close to town, but the growth is good. It's not bad. It's actually good. And we collect impact fees from development, and we can use impact fees in the foothills. And we do use impact fees to create trailheads and to do maintenance work, additional maintenance work in foothills. So it really all comes full circle and is actually really good for our community to have access like this.
Mm-hmm. And Doug, we should talk about, too, when the trails are open and closed, because we do not have year-round trail access. And that also helps preserve the trails.
Absolutely. And we continue to get better education out to the public that during those winter months, during the really rainy spring season, that, you know, please stay off of those trails that aren't year-round all-weather trails, because once they are put into a condition that is not usable, it takes usually the entire summer for our trail team to actually get those back into working order. And so we just ask folks to visit our interactive website, the Ridge to Rivers website, during those off-season times when we have snow and rain, and we all know the conditions aren't ideal for using the trails. And just look at those interactive maps we have that will tell you what trails are available and what aren't, and give you some background on trail etiquette as well.
Mm-hmm. And part of the trail etiquette, and Lisa, can we, before I let you go, talk about this, because I think you said the trails are directional at Hawkins,
yes,
Range Reserve. And this is something that, that Boise Parks and Rec put in place kind of as, you know, to see if this would work, a couple of years ago. So for folks who aren't familiar, can you tell us what that is, but also, you know, why you've put that in place?
Yeah, so we have a couple different trails that have special management strategies. So Hawkins specifically goes counterclockwise, and it's mainly there to make sure that, you know, people, it minimizes the chance for conflict on the trail. It gives hikers and bike riders different opportunities to experience the trail differently. So, for example, in Falls Gulch, we have an even odd day where sometimes bike riders can just go downhill And it just kind of helps make a little bit better of an organizational system for as many people as we have out there. You know, like Doug said, it's a great problem to have, and we try to come up with these different strategies that help make it enjoyable for everybody and kind of reduce any conflict that could happen. You know, as bike riders, sometimes they want to bomb down the hill, and we try to let them do that when we have a directional trail.
Yeah, well, I've been using some of those, and I do think it does work well. I want to thank both of you for coming in today, and I must say I'm excited to have another trailhead to go explore. So I will do the 5.7 mile one if I take my children. We'll see if we make it around that 1.5 miles. So
they
thank
can
you
meet
both
you on
very
the
much.
Other side.
Exactly, they're old enough to do that. It's like just stay there and I'll be back. So thank you both so much. Appreciate your time today.
Great. Thanks for having us, Gemma.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Two men of color vanished after last being seen in the same deputy's patrol car.
I knew something was wrong. Your mother knows.
It's the strangest case, the most unsettling case.
Listen to The Last Ride podcast, part of the NPR Network.